This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite as we stream live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, as well as our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, and our workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and let's not forget about all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, bulk mail centers, construction workers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working the oil rigs all across the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America's rolling along. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at the Captain's America. It's at Captain's America. And you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go in there, like the page, and then get in the chat room and conduct a conversation with us, just like a whole bunch of guys and gals are doing right now. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of
the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, some people want us to think that we have this massive policing problem, but do we?
Well, Captain, I would say that there are literally, you know, thousands upon thousands of interactions between the police and the general public every single day in this country, and we don't seem to have the kind of thing happening that some would have us to believe. We have seen the actions over time, of course, of some police officers who have done the wrong thing, and nobody has ever tried to justify that. In fact, the system has taken over, and they have been prosecuted. But I don't think that, generally speaking, the police are out to get everybody. No.
Right. And due to the fact we've had people in politics forever who were making a lot of noise today, one of them, Senator Dianne Feinstein, 60 years in government, one of them, Senator Chuck Schumer, 45 years in government, one of them, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, 47 years in government, one of them, Senator Patrick Leahy, 54 years in government, another one, former Vice President Joe Biden, 51 years in government, and finally, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, 33 years in government. They all share two things in common. Number one, they're all Democrats. Number two, they've had a chance to fix things over the years, and they have done absolutely nothing, and they're all blaming President Donald Trump, who's actually been in government for 3 years, for the problems that they themselves haven't solved to begin with.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain, and the reason they haven't solved the problems is because, literally, I think we can submit that they just don't want to.
That's it.
And because they get
chaos,
and they get political power by continuing to pit people against one another.
And they're dealing in fear. in their political game right now. They're dealing in fear. They're trying to scare to buy Jesus out of everybody. Now they're back on the trail again and trying to shut down the rally with the president because, oh, it's so dangerous and, oh, people are going to get sick and, oh, my God, they're not thinking about this and, oh, that's terrible. Well, I think the president's going to out-schnooker them because he is talking about going into the outdoor stadium, University of Tulsa Stadium, that we talked about last night here first on the show before anybody else, 30,000-seat capacity, not counting what they could put in the infield, not counting what they could put out there in the parking lot with the big screen TVs. They could easily have 75,000 people there.
Isn't that something? And, you know, Captain, if Joe Biden had a ghost of a chance of getting a million people in one particular city to try to get tickets to a Joe Biden rally, the Democrats and the party elite, as I call them, they would be first in line to say, it's time to have a political rally in this country.
Yeah. Now, here's what the president did today. He came out and signed an executive order, which covered the following points. Number one, certification. The Justice Department will now allocate certain funding only to law enforcement agencies that meet high standards for use of force and de-escalation. Number two, information sharing. The Attorney General will create a database for federal, state, and local law enforcement to track terminations, civil convictions, civil judgments against law enforcement officers for excessive use of force. Number three, mental health. To protect both officers and most vulnerable populations, the administration will prioritize training for police and social workers who respond to incidents involving the mentally ill, addicted, and homeless. Then, number four, the last one, legislative action. The administration will develop and propose new legislation to Congress to build on these policies and boost community engagement. That's fine. Safer communities will mean safer work for our law enforcement officers, too, because last year alone, 89 police officers were killed in the line of duty. In recent days, we've lost two officers killed and hundreds more injured in the rioting and looting.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, I think that, of course, this is an executive order,
yep.
And the executive, whomever that person is, can only go so far with executive orders,
yep.
And it would be up to Congress to pass any kind of major legislation,
yep.
About it.
And be careful what you hear, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because up in St. Cloud, Minnesota, thanks to George, our friend in Minneapolis, sitting there at the board running the satellite for us and the syndication into things, they had a fake tweet that came out talking about two police officers that had shot a suspect, and that was not true. It was a fake tweet. It caused a disturbance in downtown St. Cloud. 40-some-odd people were arrested, and that's what happens when you don't verify what somebody puts out in a tweet.
That's exactly right. Yeah, this was a huge problem.
All right. Coming right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy's going to take us to the break, and she's going to tell you how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And you must have been drinking a cup of coffee, gargling there a little bit going along. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking religiously for 4 years because I do suffer with arthritis. It's something I have, and people that have it know what it is. And I will tell you that I found out what Relief Factor did for me by starting the way you will with the 3-week quick start for $19.95. I take one packet in the morning with the capsules, and I take another one about midnight to get me through the night, and everything is fine and dandy. The swelling that I have a problem with in my left leg and ankle has been kept under control that way, plus when it gets a little bit more violent, then we have to do different things, but it does work, and it does help me. Now, that being said, they gave me a website that you can go check out. It's called relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there, take a look at the product, look at the little tutorial that's there, the little video. It's 2.5 minutes long from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor. And then give it a shot. I mean, after all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 3-week, $19.95 quick start. You'll be glad you did. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
An amazing thing is happening in Georgia right now, and that is a lot of police officers are coming out and defending the completely justifiable shooting because the way the officers are trained, if someone points a weapon at you, any weapon, it doesn't matter if they're front, forward, sideways, backwards, whatever they are, you shoot to take them down. Now, you shoot for the largest body mass. I've talked about that. People go, how come you shot to be in the back? Because have you ever tried to shoot somebody in the leg while you're in a dead run yourself?
Well, of course, yeah, that would be very difficult.
Anybody that's been deer hunting and has had, and by the way, here's one for you. Anybody that's been deer hunting and has suffered from buck fever, and everybody knows somebody along the line, there goes the buck, and I start running after the deer and start shooting at it. They couldn't hit it anymore in the broadside of a barn, even if they're firing with a shotgun. So what you do is you shoot for the largest part of the body mass, and that's what they did. That's what he did. So a black sheriff from a rural Georgia county, a Democrat, I might add, came out and said the Atlanta shooting was completely justifiable, and he is catching hell for that.
Yes, he is catching hell for that, Captain. This is Burke County Sheriff Alonzo Williams, and his comments on this particular incident show how different it is from the George Floyd incident.
You bet.
So again, this particular sheriff, Sheriff Williams, said he was outraged when he saw the George Floyd case. He even wrote a letter to the governor and the head of the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police and the Georgia Sheriff's Association. So in other words, he reacted very similarly to the way so many of us reacted to the George Floyd video. But this particular thing, Captain, he's saying is very, you know, by his comments, it's a very, very different thing that happened. And he talks about the police officers were down on the ground. And he says, when we're down on the ground, you know, we're afraid we're going to be hurt or killed.
Oh, yeah.
And as we saw the struggle, you know, this is, again, these are the trained eyes of sheriffs and police officers, not Monday morning quarterbacks and not TV hosts or anything like that. These people actually do the job, and this is what they think about it.
And this was, again, the guy that was burly and big and had some size to him, and he outpowered two police officers who were not quite as big as he was, but still, the fact of the matter is, he got a weapon. He got a taser. We've talked about the taser, and I've told you what the taser is capable of doing. And we actually had somebody send us a message that was an ER room nurse and said a taser was responsible for taking an individual's eye out, burning the eye right out of the socket. Okay, a taser. And she sent us that message that night when we had the police officer on, remember?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Oh, and by the way, folks, listen to this. We're going to play this briefly. I think it might have my station ID in it, but if it does, I'll stop it. But here we go. Should be coming up here. This is from the other night.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America, Third Watch.
Okay, there you go. That's a promo. I wasn't going to get into the rest of it because it's got the station ID in there. But the fact of the matter is, Kyle, that officer, who's probably listening to us right now, got it, understood it, and we saw that to begin with. And I told you to begin with, when we talked about it, that this was justifiable because the circumstances were totally different and what that taser could do to you. If you got hit in the right area in the head, it could knock you unconscious or it could stimulate you enough to where it would kill you.
Well, exactly. And certainly, again, it's the fighting with the police and literally getting the upper hand on them, it is very, very concerning. You know, part of our whole social contract, Captain, I think, is that, you know, and this person was drunk and I understand that, but generally speaking, you know, if the police are talking to you or if they have to detain you, even if they've maybe misidentified you, I've had that happen to me. You've had that happen to you.
Yeah.
As well. And so, If the moment that they go to try to put the cuffs on because they're following their own procedure and then the scuffle breaks out, I mean, it's just not going to end well. That's just what's going to happen when fighting against the police like that. And so this is, again, I think it's so important to see that this is a very, very, very different incident than what we saw in Minneapolis.
Well, I'll tell you what my dad told me. It's just like in the service, three things. Yes, sir, no, sir, no excuse, sir. That's all you say.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, because you have the police are out there trying to do a job.
Yeah.
In that they protect all of us. They're there to uphold the law and uphold the public trust and make sure that we all go home that night.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about something here that I know you are well aware of, and I am too, and anybody that's in a media of any type or has a website or has a radio television show, they've had this happen to them. Google and NBC News in particular have crossed a very serious line. Now, that line is called censorship. Now it can be proven because there are not only witnesses that have come forth, but also emails that have come forth and written proof that NBC News pushed Google to punish conservative websites, conservative critics, and anyone that didn't agree with their point of view, and that could have been me, that could have been you, that could have been anybody listening to this program.
Well, sure, yeah, and when we see stuff like this happening, it just means that the argument is being lost by the so-called far left side or what have you, because they have to resort to those kinds of tactics. You know, Captain, when I was growing up, it was always, if you don't like what's being said on the TV show or the radio show or the newspaper, you can turn the channel. You don't have to read that newspaper. You can, in other words, you can choose and, what you're going to have input, basically into your brain. So unfortunately, this is a very, very bad example, of exactly how bad this can all get.
Yeah, you're right. And the other thing is, not to be outdone here, we can point out to everybody that if you disagree with a liberal and they're in a position to try to do something to aggravate, agitate, whatever it is they want to do, they have the advantage because the media is dead set against us with our set of views and ideas, even get this, if we can prove it.
Well, exactly right, because there's this thing called the narrative that is always being pushed, and unfortunately, and this is, and people across the highways and byways see this, they see that there is a certain point of view, a certain narrative that's being pushed on the American people regarding various different things in our popular culture and so forth. But again, and it always goes something like this: if you disagree with what the narrative is, then you're some kind of racist, you're a this or a that, and this kind of stuff. And usually none of that is true, because the people out there, they don't have bad feelings about their fellow man, but because they disagree politically, they're labeled, and then that starts up this kind of culture war that we see going on.
Well, again, you're right, and this is all stuff that... Okay, here comes the break. So we'll include this on the other side of the break. So, folks, Kyle and I will be right back with more. And by the way, when we come back, the virus cases are surging a bit. There was even a record that was broken in Texas. And they're going, oh, my God, we got to stop. We got to slow down in Arizona. We told you about Arizona last week. No big deal there. But I will tell you that this much is going on. And we'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has signed an executive order on police reform. Just before he went to the Rose Garden, the president said he hosted survivors of African-American men and women who'd lost their lives in encounters with police.
I've just concluded a meeting with just incredible families that have been through so much.
His opening speech was directed towards a law and order posture.
Americans know the truth. Without police, there is chaos. Without law, there is anarchy. And without safety, there is catastrophe.
The order encourages police departments to train officers better to handle incidents like those that have led to widespread protests in recent weeks. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on policing following the death of George Floyd and others. There was testimony from two panels, one on policing in the black community and another on ways to go forward. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances.
I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hey, this is David Costa, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and that's the renegade aviator David Costa. You can hear him on many of these stations on his weekend show, and I will tell you that he's going to be coming back down to Florida in the not-too-distant future to do an air show, because guess what? We're open for business down here. And by the way, air shows are held outside, okay? And outside is good. When you're talking about larger groups of people. Now back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Oh, by the way, I got to mention this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance, GEICO.com. Go over there, check them out, find out what they can do for you with your car, your truck, your RV, your ATV, your motorcycle. By the way, if you got homeowners or renters insurance, they can help you out with that too. Bundle it all together, save yourself a bunch of money. That's GEICO, GEICO.com. Check them out, save yourself some money. Well, Kyle, the states of Arizona, Texas, and Florida, in that order, had some surges. Arizona broke a record in terms of new cases that were out there. And we explained that earlier this week, and even last week when we knew that something like this might be happening. What do you think is going on? I mean, you've studied this as much as I have. You know as much as I do. What do you think is going on here?
Well, number one, Captain, I think that, you know, they're testing and they're finding, you know, people who have been exposed to the virus or have the virus, but they're not developing symptoms, so they're asymptomatic. for one thing. And then also, they may be getting some false positives out of this, too.
Yes, and with the asymptomatics, that doesn't mean that they're sick.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Because the percentage of people that are actually sick that actually wind up going to the doctor over all of this is very, very low.
That's right, and I understand, like, for example, some restaurants in Texas and the Houston area, from what I recall earlier today, some had closed temporarily to disinfect because in some cases they would have had one employee who tested positive but would have been asymptomatic, and they're, as you mentioned, they're not developing or manifesting sickness in some way. So, of course, they're doing that out of an abundance of caution, but it could also lead to a false perception that somehow this is, it's all coming back again kind of a thing.
Now, the proud trio of Omar, Tlaib, and Presley came out yesterday and talked about the religious liberty term, that religious liberty is a bogus term. It's a pretext for discrimination and racism. I really, you know, this is so far off the deep end. These people have lost their minds.
Well, right. And,
if they had one to begin with.
No kidding. Well, you have to have marbles, I think, to lose them. But, this sort of brings up that phrase, a bridge too far. It seems to me, Captain, that they're trying to capitalize on basically, you know, I guess for lack of a better expression, the cultural revolution that they believe that they're igniting. And then they always go talk about religious liberty when religious liberty is actually at the very bedrock of America. And when you had, the people coming to this land in order to practice their religion where somebody else couldn't tell them what to do. I mean, that what's more American than that? But you're right. Then they try to pervert it into something that if you want to worship the Lord as set forth in the scripture and this kind of thing, well then you're some kind of a bigot, or we're going to call you this. And again, it's all about the labeling and calling names to shout you down and to try to make a false narrative about you. That's wrong. It's inherently wrong.
Now, the city of Seattle announced yesterday, and the police chief along with them, that they had reached a deal with the former, formerly known as whatever, country of CHOP, that's their name now, CHOP, right?
Right, right.
To remove the temporary roadblocks and replace them with concrete barriers so they can still have their little shrine there in the middle of the highway or whatever. They're going to make a little rotary there, drive around rotary. But the police chief came out and said, this will not be a cop-free zone. We will be here. We will patrol this zone. We will do what we need to protect lives and this, that, and the other. Because the cops who they say haven't responded to 911 calls, well, they've been on the outside of the edge observing from a distance, and apparently they're going to send I don't know what they're calling them, but they're going to be unarmed officers are going to go in and respond to these calls, unless, of course, it's a life or death situation with a gun or something like that.
Well, this whole thing just gets weirder and weirder.
Boy, doesn't it?
Yeah, and of course, what we know, though, Captain, is that there is a spin on this, and the spin is, it's, you know, happy time, and everybody's...
It's just a festive episode. It's a carnival atmosphere.
That's right, yeah. We're reading poetry and having deep philosophical...
Until somebody gets out of line, and then they get rough.
Well, exactly. In other words, it's still lawless. There is no real expectation of actual, living in peace there, because you have really what amounts to the warlords, the equivalent thereof anyway, and you have people who have no problem simply, sicking the mob on somebody if they get mad. I mean, this is not what our country is all about. And yet, they believe that they're going to, we don't even know exactly what they're trying to achieve, except more free stuff, I guess. But it's certainly not the way to go about it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they have nothing else to do.
Yeah. Now, I want you to listen to my senator, my junior senator, Rick Scott, former governor of Florida, and what he had to say about defunding the police yesterday.
Well, you can be. You should be mad about what happened to George Floyd. We all should be. We know we have to make changes. We have to have more accountability. We have to have better training. We can look at those things. But the idea that we're going to get more security by getting rid of the police, I was governor. I never heard these crazy ideas while I was governor. The left has just gone off a deep end. We've got to fund our police. We have wonderful police. Are there bad apples that do the wrong thing? Absolutely. We've got to get rid of them. But I talked to law enforcement. They're disgusted with what happened. But if you want anarchy, if you want more crime, defund the police. I'm completely opposed to that. I want to fund the police. I want to support our police. I want more accountability. I want to make sure people in this country can be safe.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, the name George Orwell comes to mind, Captain. The idea that, hey, you know, getting rid of the police makes you safer.
It'll never happen, and these jackasses that are out there talking about this are lying through their teeth. It will never happen.
Well, right. Well, it's like telling people, smoke more and you'll breathe better.
Now, are police starting to quit in droves around the country in various areas because of what's going on? Yes. Wouldn't you?
Well, and
if these localities you're working for, if they don't have your back, sure you will.
Well, that's right, because again, police officers want to be able to go home at night. But you know, Captain, this is part of the scenario, and that is to make it so impossible to do policing or to work as a police officer that you throw up your hands and quit. That's part of their solution, from the left in order to absolutely gut law enforcement in this country, and it's insidious.
All right, and very quickly before I get to the caller that just called in, the House is going to vote. Nancy Pelosi is putting up a vote to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state of the Union.
Well, and that's, I think, only because they believe they would get two senators on their side.
And two congressmen.
And two congressmen,
yep.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phone line here. All right, good morning. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. 140 days till election day. We call it, God willing, you know, the Democrats can't solve the problem because they are the problem. Okay, they can't solve the problem because they are the problem. They've been the problem for 40 years, and that's why it's a disgrace. That's why we're $25 trillion in debt. That's why. Okay, that's why we have the crime and the disgrace. Wait, how did you vote for Donald Trump in North Carolina and get that idiot governor? How did you vote for Donald Trump in Pennsylvania and get that idiot governor? How did you let that happen? How did you people let that happen while we're out here every night pounding it away, grinding and grinding like you got to go to football. Ball practice in the hot Florida sun. We're grinding here telling you that the Republican is the best choice for you and your kids and your family. Doggone it. Wake up, man. Wake up. All right? Get to work. God bless you, Captain, for staying the course. And Donald, we can't. And what time are you coming on the Oklahoma level? Tell us all about that, Donald. The problem
hey,
is there's
hey,
1.5.
I want to stop you right there because we're running out of time. I want to tell you something. They're trying to get the University of Tulsa football stadium. It seats 30,000, not counting the infield and not counting what's outside. They could easily put 70 or 75,000 people there, and I got to go.
I know that.
All righty. Okay. And that's Todd in Tampa. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more. As we take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Got some conditions out there to talk about tonight that are delaying the drivers. And hello to Catwoman and Road Dog, who had to get towed back in. 70,000 miles on a truck and you got to replace the injectors. Something wrong there, kiddos. Something wrong. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600. And tell us what's up.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you, because you're going to go in there and you're going to say, hey, the captain sent me, especially on the third watch when the show's on, and you're going to get yourself a nice, free, hot, large cup of coffee to begin with, and they'll treat you just like the kings and queens of the highway that you are. All right, you're going to get started right now, and here we go.
Little boogie tune called Race Radio. Little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. Mm-hmm. quarter cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right peep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my desk. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Marty, that's Ray Carlisle, the late Ray Carlisle, back from 1979, Rooster Cruising out there. Ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now, I got something to talk about tonight, folks. It is June, and we're going to talk about a snowstorm. Yep, we are, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here. Kyle, we got us a snowstorm up there in Montana and the the northeastern corner of Idaho right now. This is going to be a humdinger, folks, because heavy snow is expected. Total snow accumulations of at least 12 inches, with some higher amounts on the highest peaks. Anything above 5,500 feet in southwest Montana, which includes Beaverhead, Gallatin, Madison, and Jefferson counties. Also includes the Indian towns on the reservation of Big Hole, Chief Joseph, Elk Park, and Homestake Passes, which is up there at 9,000 feet. You are going to get snow. Now, folks, it's going to get difficult on the mountain roads. There's going to be some hazardous backcountry conditions for hikers and campers. You want to be real careful of that. The weight of the snow and the branches with foliage can cause them to break and produce isolated power outages and block roads, too. And, Kyle, this includes Butte, Montana. So if you're headed up in that area or anywhere towards the southwestern corner of Montana, for 90 makes that right curve and goes up towards Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and all that sort of stuff, then guess what? You better be real careful.
Absolutely right. That's right. And we've seen the jet stream come down through that area, and I think that's one of the primary reasons why we're seeing this weather pattern right now.
Now, you're out there in California. You got some weather there. You got some weather in Nevada, too. So, and then, by the way, Arizona as well, too. So go ahead and tell us.
Well, that's right, Captain. Here in Southern California, we've got pretty mild temperatures for the next several days, it looks like, although we do have a wind advisory out in the Bakersfield area, the desert area there. But where we're really seeing some stuff happen in California right now is we've got a fire weather warning. That's going to be basically in the Modesto, Stockton, Sacramento area,
yeah,
and north of Sacramento. And they're also going to have some gusty winds, we understand, and that is what is going to contribute to that fire weather warning that we're seeing. That looks like it's going to be in effect through at least 1 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday for gusty wind and low humidity. Looking like the temperatures up in the Northern California area going to stay in the high 90s or maybe into the triple digits.
There's also a freeze warning and a frost warning for a lot of Nevada tonight, along I-80, east of Reno, all the way over to Utah, as well as up there in, coming up over Donner and going up north into, Oregon. So we've got some really cool temperatures up in there. And then up above there, like I said, the northeastern corner, south of Coeur d'Alene, and then the southwestern corner of Montana, that snowstorm that's in there right now.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when you talk about snowstorms in June, people are going, they're on something. No, we're not. I'm telling you, folks, it's snowing. It really is, and it's going to get bad. Now, let's go over on I-70, come out of Denver. Colorado, you got a lot of fire threat advisories in there. You got a poor air quality report for the northeastern quadrant coming out of Denver. That bad air is kind of drifting on over into Nebraska. You've got another fire threat advisory in the eastern part of Colorado going over to the western part of Kansas, in the panhandle of Texas, the panhandle of Oklahoma, and then over there by Lubbock in Texas, you've got a fire threat advisory there as well. And down there in Arizona, if you're coming from Phoenix and you're going across over to New Mexico all the way across I-10 tonight, you're going to have a fire threat advisory there. Now, bear with me a minute, Kyle, because it looks like up in Minnesota, again, we've got some unsettled weather conditions for the western part of Minnesota, from the Canadian border all the way down to Wisconsin, and that could be anything from thunderstorms to heavy rain. I do see some back in North Dakota, in the central part of North Dakota right now, where there appears to be a thunderstorm or severe thunderstorm warning dead center of the state.
That's right. That's exactly right. And we do also, back down in the Texas area, air quality advisory around the area of Houston.
Now, there is some fog in the Houston area down there as well. So bad with, along with the bad air quality, you got fog. That doesn't make things nice. Chicago, you've got an air quality situation there, but you've also got fog, which means you got that that smog type stuff that's there. And then on the East Coast, there is some rain in Virginia, north and west, going up. I guess that would be coming out of Washington, D.C., going up towards Maryland, and then you've got some fog right along the water there in Carolina from about Wilmington all the way to Virginia to the Naval Norfolk and that area, and then going up in the Chesapeake Bay, there's some fog in there, some fog up in Maryland, some fog up in Delaware, and that's pretty much what we're looking like there at the moment.
Yes, exactly. We've got some flash flood watches as well there in North Carolina, starting around about Camp Lejeune as well, and moving up northern north on the coast there.
So the bottom line is, folks, we're going to have hot and dry conditions with gusty winds from a cold front, resulting in widespread red flag warnings and elevated to critical fire weather threats across the west towards the high plains. Meanwhile, a slow-moving low-pressure system will produce heavy rainfall and potential flooding across parts of North Carolina and Virginia today. And finally, some severe thunderstorms are expected across the upper Midwest, which, again, is what we're looking at in North Dakota that could develop in the western part of Minnesota as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Yep. So, and don't forget the snow up there in Montana, because that's going to make things interesting if you have to go that away. And, again, it's not to be not expected. I've actually been out there in the Rocky Mountains 4th of July before, and my wife and I were in our motorhome. We were going west up over I-70, up over Eisenhower. We didn't think nothing about it. We saw this cloud, saw this cloud, saw this cloud. Started to climb, and by the time we got up there by Buffalo Bill Cody's Buffalo Ranch, it was snowing so hard you couldn't see the road.
Wow.
And we wound up spending the night up there in Vail because it was so bad we couldn't see. We had to get off the road in our RV.
Wow.
Which
yeah.
was interesting because I had to turn the heat on. What are we doing with the heat on the 4th of July weekend? Holy cow.
Yeah, you see but it can come in. Exactly.
Never say never when you get up into the mountains. I'm telling you, you never know what's going to happen. So there you go. Now, by the way, somebody answered you with, is everybody happy?
All right. Yes, Terry. Thank you.
Yeah, Terry and Nashville. We got quite a group there in the chat room tonight. So there you go. Now, folks, we are going to be taking our break for the top of the hour news. We're going to be coming back. And when we come back, liberal groups now, liberal groups, some of the ones out there in the streets are going after Joe Biden. Imagine that. They're going after Joe Biden, and they're warning him of something that he doesn't want to hear. And there's a second arson suspect that they're looking for in Atlanta. Another white woman was spotted with flammable materials coming out of the Wendy's. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. Don't go anywhere. It's beautiful where I'm at. I hope it is where you're at. And Montana, hunker down. Get some fire on the firewood there. The firewood in the fireplace.
Hello, I'm... Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.